Poughkeepsie's fund balance deficit is deeper into the red than city officials thought. Mayor Rob Rollison says an audit report for 2015 delivered Friday adds nearly $2 million more to an outstanding $11 million. Rollison says he is exploring options while his proposed 2017 operating budget is on the table. The news comes as Rollison's budget plan for 2017 is before the Democratic-controlled city council. Rollison, a Republican serving his first year in office, says his $85 million budget proposal is bare bones with no layoffs and a 16.5% tax increase.
I say to people when they say to me, well, you know, it's such a large tax increase, and I agree with it, and I'm the one that proposed it, so I have to answer to it, is that where do you want to pay? Do you want to pay in taxation that helps the operation of city government, or do you want to pay because we keep adding to the deficit? That does not go away, that has to be addressed, and the taxpayers of this city are responsible for it.
He says there is nowhere to cut without axing essential personnel, such as police officers and firefighters. City resident Stanley Robinson says he was concerned how the now roughly $13 million fund balance deficit, coupled with the proposed operating budget, would affect homeowners. He believes property owners should look beyond a tax hike.
Yeah, we can have our property taxes lowered. We can have our school taxes lowered. But if we drive down the city of Poughkeepsie at night and there's no lighting, that's not a good thing. And among other things, if we dial 911 and we don't get a response, that's not a good thing. So we got to look at the whole big picture of everything.
Rollison attributes some of the budget difficulties to a glaring absence.
We have no fund balance. We have no rainy day fund. We have no place to go to make up deficits in the beginning of formulating your budget, right? When so you don't have to go to the taxpayers all the time and ask for more money if you've got a rainy day fund and you can, you know, replenish it like most municipalities do. And, you know, even forget about staying underneath the tax cap. You know, that's what municipalities are doing. They're finding ways and creative ways to save money. But also at the end of your year, when you have a shortfall, what do you do? We have no place to make it up.
He adds,
the revenue has not been supporting the overall operations of the city.
Rollison's approach is to stabilize the operating budget and then try to address the deficit. He says a 2015 draft audit received November 18th revealed a $1.9 million deficit, adding to the existing $11 million deficit. For the first time, the proposed budget contains a line item allotting $225,000 for deficit reduction. Acknowledging that the amount is small, Rollison says it's a gesture to show his administration is trying to do something about it. And as for the now $13 million fund balance deficit, Rollison says the State Financial Restructuring Board has accepted the city into its fold. He is waiting to hear if Poughkeepsie is granted up to $5 million in aid. Rollison says his team also is exploring deficit financing, which would require legislation and approval on the state level. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.